ובכן רבוי סי, we are in תורה כף בית, still in part יוד א', in page 67, on the left side. We learned on those dates, ישלם, לא ישלם, gonna pay תמרה, והלא הווה תמרה, והשיב, and he answered, בשישים. He should pay b'shishim, in 60. What it means b'shishim, that is 60? Haynu gehenom, in hell. Shekol ha'olam, echad mi'shishim legehenom. That the size of this world is one of 60 from hell. Ki az panim legehenom, because a rude person is going straight to hell. Ki ha'onashim shel kol ha'dvarim, because all of the punishments for all of the things, Hechlif Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, Avraham Avinu switched them, changed them, Al Shi'abud Malchuyot, and he rather that we're going to pay in Shi'abud Malchuyot to be under the control of the nations instead of all of the rest of punishments. Ach Onesh Ha'azut, but punishments of being bold, being rude, נשאר רק בגהנום. It stays in hell. A person that is bold, that is rude, he is going to hell. The mercy that we have from Hashem Yitbarach is that we can have hell in this world also, and not in the real hell in the world to come. So this is why people are saying, how was your day? It was hell. Because you're rude, so your life looks like hell. If a person wouldn't be rude, he wouldn't have hell in his life. וזה שפגם בעזות הקדושה, and a person that defect the holy brazenness, that is a result of a strong will to progress in עבודת השם, to get closer to Hashem יתברך, על ידי עזות פנים דסיטרא אחרא, by being bold in a bad way, that he's arguing and he's fighting and he's rude, yeshalem b'shishim, haynu b'gehenom kanal. So he gonna pay in 60, haynu means in the gehenom, like we learned. Ve'azud ikdusha, and holy brazenness, hu b'chinat tishrei, it's an aspect of the month tishrei, that this is the beginning of the year. Like that Rabbeinu said before, that this is how a person can start getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach, by having that holy brazenness. Only by that he can start walking in the path of tshuva. So the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of the tshuva. Ve'al ken, and this is why, nikra yerach ha'eitanim, it calls the month, Yerach, it's a month of Eitanim. Eitanim, it's strong people. It's very strong people. Milshon takifut ve'azut, from the word brazen and takif, it means aggressive, but not in the powerful, not in the violent way. Ki az, because then, in the month of Tishrei, Tzoakin Israel kolot, Am Israel are roaring, shouting to Hashem Yitbarach with a lot of voices, Vekol shofar, and the voice of shofar, Shakolot kulam hen b'chinat azut kanal, and all of the voices are an aspect of brazenness, like we learned. Valken, and this is why, as then in that day, Nechtemu venitkenu shnei chotamot, we have those two seals. Two seals sealed. Chotam betoch chotam, a sealed inside of a seal. Ki al yedei azut dikdusha, because by having holy brazenness, that we said, what is it, holy brazenness? Again, to explain. It means that you're using your voice. It means that you're asking your questions to the one that can answer you. if it's your rabbi, if it's Hashem Yitbarach, if it's the books, if it's to ask yourself and to talk with yourself until you're going to come to the right knowing, the right conclusion. You're not living the truth only by talking and talking. This is Azud Dikdusha, that you're asking, that you're clarifying everything. By that, zochin le'emuna. By that, you achieve faith. Shehu b'chinat chotam hayadin. That it's the seal of the hands. It's the faith, like we said, that Moshe Rabbeinu was lifting his hands in the air, and we said, perisan bitzlo, he was davening, so v'yadav emuna, his hands were full with faith. Faith means davening. V'al yedei ze, and by that, zochin lekabel musar, we have the merit to receive the musar, the rebuke, mimochichei hador, from the generation rebukers. There is mochiach ra'ui, there is one that is worthy to rebuke. And other people that are not walking in that path, in the path of the tzaddik, that he is the right rebuker, that he is worthy to rebuke. People that are not walking in that way, when they're trying to rebuke, so the rebuke is ruin the person that received that rebuke. But when the rebuke is coming out of love, a real love, that love you can receive only from the tzaddikim, the real righteous people, that they really have a heart. So, only then the rebuke is useful. Only then a person can rebuke, and that the rebuke going to be accepted, and the person that's been rebuked going to have powers to deal with the rebuke. Because a lot of time the rebuke is ruining the person. He hears something that is wrong, he hears how lack he is in something, he doesn't know what to do with himself because of that, and he's falling from his Avodat Hashem because of that. And we don't want that to happen. If now we want to help the person, so by rebuking him and killing him about his lackings, about the things that he made in his life, so we lost the purpose. The purpose to rebuke a person is to help him to deal with things that he cannot find by himself. So actually the rebuke, it's not to rebuke the person, it's just to heal the person. So if by stabbing him with a rebuke, you're going to make him bleed until he's going to die, it's not the purpose. The purpose of the rebuke is to heal the person. Sometimes you need to take out the thorn or something that is inside, so you have to bring blood, chas shalom, out from the person. But it's only because you want that person not to have his hard time, that he will not live in hell, like we said just now. Sometimes it hurts, but you know that it's better for the person to hear that rebuke once, and this is it. And after it, Rabbi Natan said that on every tochecha, on every spoon of tochecha, we need buckets of chizukim, good words of chizukim and chizukim and chizukim. Because to deal with the rebukes, it's something that mamash, it's very hard for us. Sometimes there's no choice, but all of the rest of the time, mamash, we need to have a lot of healings from the tzaddikim, from the rabbis, from the teachers. And the main thing is that the person himself not going to chase after himself and going to rebuke himself. If you're going to check it, if you're going to look, Rav Shalom, when he's rebuking before in the shiurim, he's got all of the shiur is very happy. All of the shiur is talking about good things. And in a certain point, he's rebuking, and that rebuke is covering, immediately is covering it with a lot of love again and again and again. Actually, the person is not able to deal with all of his lackings. If really he would taste and feel the defects that he created in his life, how are you going to deal with that? He doesn't have that power. So this is why actually the truth is mamash to walk all day long with a strong, strong, strong attitude of looking only in the bright side of our lives, in the beautiful side of our lives, in the good things that we've done and doing. And even Rabbeinu, when he told us to do 1 hour hitbodedut, he said, and 23 hours you need always to be just happy. Mm-hmm. Always just to go and to look for the good things that you've done in your life, good things that you have in your life. just the minimum, the beginning, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make you to be a goy, that He made you to be a Jew. This is something that we have to dance with mamash all day long. Like we learned today in the Gemara, Abaye, and also, what was his name, the other tzaddik. Both of them were sitting and saying that the reason they're happy, because they put tefillin today. Just Rabbi Yirmiyah. They both just put tefillin, and it makes them to be so happy, so happy. Why? You put tefillin. Rabbeinu is saying that the tefillin, this the Zohar is saying, Rabbeinu is explaining, tefillin, it's the crown of the king. It's not like the crown of the king. This is your tefillin, this is the crown of the king. And Rabbeinu is asking how the person finds the courage to send his hand to the tefillin, to the crown of the king, and to put it on his head. And you got the permission. Bo'olam is giving you that permission. Actually, when you're putting the tefillin on your head, you're putting the crown of the king. Think about it. There is the king, and you come, you take his crown, and you're putting it on your head. It's not logic. And this is the king of the world, and he's letting you do that all day long. Whenever you want, you can put Rabbeinu Tam until Shkia, and even after Shkia, you can be with the tefillin. If you don't need to go to the toilet, you can stay with your tefillin until tomorrow morning. It's great to daven nets, no problems. Yeah, if you don't, you don't put them at night. You put them before. If you don't need to go to the... Yes, we learned it with Rav Eyal. I'm sorry. If you put the tefillin before of Shkia, you can wear it all night, no problem. It's all great. So you have... Yeah, not allowed to put them, but if they're on your head, so it's all great. So think about that. So how great it is.
So I had to go to the Nochuchut and come back. I can't put them back on.
No. No, not at night. Okay, so we just need to look at how much Hashem is kind, how many good things Hashem is giving to us every day, every second, and it's the truth. It's not a trick, it's not an advice. It's reality, it's the truth. You opened your eyes, so you have something in your hands. You have Hashem Yitbarach with you. You opened your eyes, you're alive, it means you have a neshama. If you're in Eretz Israel, you're gaining every second, every moment, every mitzvah. Even mitzvah that you're not thinking about them, like tzitzit, that you wear tzitzit, that you're in Eretz Israel, that you live in Eretz Israel. In Shabbos, every moment that you're not breaking Shabbos, you're keeping Shabbos. Every moment. If a person is smoking, he knows that he needs to keep Shabbos, but he's smoking, even though that it's hard for him. He's smoking Chas Shalom in Shabbos. In the time that between those cigarettes, he's not breaking Shabbos. He's going to have gain on keeping the hours between those cigarettes. He's going to be punished on the cigarettes. It's okay. But he's going to receive the gain on keeping Shabbos in the time that he wasn't breaking Shabbos. Hashem is so kind. Hashem is so merciful. Mamash is loves us so much. And we have to go with that. Because, like I told you once, that Rabbeinu said that there is real tzaddikim, that their understanding in Hashem Yitbarach, it's in the size of his pipe. Rabbeinu had a pipe, and he said there is tzaddikim, that they believe that Hashem Yitbarach, their hasagat elokut, how much that they understand Hashem, it's in the size of my pipe. How can it be? Rabbeinu is calling them real tzaddikim, tzaddikim amitiim. But they don't understand Hashem at all. Why? How can it be? They're frum, they're very strong, they're not sinning, they're not moving from the Shulchan Aruch, but they don't realize that Hashem is Rahman, that Hashem is mercy, that Hashem loves them. They're always going so strict, we're not allowed to sin, Hashem will punish us, we don't want to sin, that Hashem will not punish us, this is why we have the galut, we don't want that galut, the exile, and they're thinking always, always from the left side, from the dinim, from judgments, so they cannot know Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach me your ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the back, show him his back. And what he saw over there? 13 midot of mercy, of rachamim. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got in front? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of it, it's rachamim. How much time in the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry? Rega, one moment a day. So if a person is walking with this kind of Hashem Yitbarach, that is angry, oh, he will not punish me. You know, one moment of 24 hours from Hashem Yitbarach. You know, only one moment. But Hashem Yitbarach, all day long, he's different. He's mercy. He loves you all day long. All 24 hours, he loves you. Just one moment a day, he is angry. You're going with that moment, so you don't have Hashem. Even that you're a complete tzaddik, mamash. You're not sinning, you're not breaking the Shulchan Aruch, you're straight. Straight as hell. It's horrible. Why to go with that attitude? Why to go with that shita? Horrible shita. Horrible, hard shita. Hashem is kind. Hashem loves me. Hashem loves Am Yisrael. Hashem is giving to us, to Am Yisrael, so many things that we can lean on, that we can count on. And even when I'm not in the level of Avodat Hashem, even when I'm falling, I can fall into a kosher zone. I can fall into good kosher food. I can fall into buying kosher and good things, outfits, clothes that's going to be good for me. Even if I'm falling, even if I'm not attached to the tachli, to itbodedu, to Torah, to tefillah, even though there is a lot of kosher Jewish music today in this generation, there is a lot of good things that you can fall into. Even if you have ta'avat achila, ta'avat shena, everything. Everything. You have a kosher thing. The Gemara is explaining that on everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbidden, He gave the opposite thing in Kedusha. Even people that love to eat things, chas shalom, that are not kosher, you have certain animals, kosher animals, that have exactly the same taste. So a person can find this solution. Just the Yetzirah wants to make you crazy. When the Yetzirah is coming to the person to push him to sin, chas v'shalom, actually, he's telling him a story. A person is standing in a situation in his life that he's got Yetzirah. In that moment, the Yetzirah is talking to him not about right now. The Yetzirah is telling him, what you're going to do with that kind of wife? You're going to live for 20 years, another 30 years, another 50 years. He's talking to him about the future. He's telling him, with that stress of Parnassah, you're going to hold on for another 30 years. What you're going to do in 20 years? You won't have the ability to work so much like you're working now. What you're going to do then? So he's talking on the future. And he lets you think that you need to take care of the future now. And now all of that burden, all of that weight on your shoulders, so you're collapsing. You say, you're right. And then he's saying, so why should you stop yourself from sinning? So sin, and then the person is sinning. The advice is to understand that actually our war is not on 20 years. Our war is only on today. We need to serve Hashem Yitbarach in the present, now. And in the present, if you really serve Hashem Yitbarach now, you don't have no problem now. You can deal with the situation now. Now, tachles, you don't need to change nothing. Nothing. Think about it. Now you need to decide something. You don't need to do nothing. And in every situation, the Yetzirah is putting the stress on the person. Decide. You have to decide today. You're going to the yeshiva or not? Or this is it. And you have to decide now. You're going to be a Talmid yeshiva or not? Now you should decide. Why now? Why? You have to decide. You're going to work now. You make that phone call. Now. You should call now. Now. Do it now. Why now? Because the Yetzirah wants you to decide. The Yetzirah wants you to change. Yetzirah wants to that you're going to decide something, because he cannot decide for you. The free choice is in the hand of the person always. You can always choose. Yetzirah wants you to choose, so he's convincing you. So he's pushing you to the corner. Decide. You're staying in Eretz Israel or you're moving? No, today you have to decide. Well, I have to decide it today. I don't have to decide today. So Rav Shalom gave an advice. He said, you should say to Yetzirah, I'm going to do it. Okay. But let's talk again in 10 minutes. Now I'm saying Tikkun HaKlali. Let's say after Tikkun HaKlali, you're going to think all over it again. Bezrat Hashem. All right, you're right. Going to see in everything. Great. Whatever you're saying, great. In 5 minutes, not now. In 5 minutes. Those 5 minutes are going to give you the power not to sin, not to fall into those places. Say to yourself, you have Yetzirah to see something, I don't know, in the television, internet, to go somewhere. Say, everything is okay. Great. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to sit. And then I'm going to do it. And then you're going to see that you won't do it. All of the Yetzirah is to make you rush, to decide now. You have to sin now. I don't have to. I can do it if I want. Okay, you can sin, whatever. But in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes. And then you won't have that stress that is pushing you. It's written, Belachatz, Belachatz Oyev. The enemy is stressing the person to decide now. No, you have to make that phone call. Call now. They will not answer after it. Call now. Why? I'm going to call them tomorrow. Nothing is moving. It's a wonderful, very important advice to go with happiness. And this is what the Rabbeinu is saying on that holy brazenness, that by that you receive faith, that it's the seal of the hands. Seal of the hand is the hands that are davening. And by that you have the ability to receive the rebuke from the rebukers of the generation. Shezo b'chinat chotam araglin kanal. That this is the seal of the legs. Like we said, that the person is walking to the places that he believes that he should walk to. So the rebukers are moving you to the place that they think that it's the right place to go to. They're rebuking you. But you're going to have the ability to hear the rebuke from the rabbi only by having faith, only by tshuva. This is why two people can come to the same shiur. They're going to hear the same lecture, same advice. One of them going to go to the right place after it, and one going to fall. In what it depends? It depends in their level of faith. If you have real faith in Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to have the merit to hear the real rebuke from the Rav and to wake up from that rebuke. But if you're not, if you're chasing yourself, and if you are not aware to the fact that Hashem is mercy, that Hashem loves you, so from that rebuke, you're going to break yourself. You're going to go and going to say, look, I'm all wrong, I'm sinning all day long, I'm doing horrible things, and you're going to push yourself into low places, chas v'shalom. So after the shiur, we need to go to look for faith, need to look to go for Hashem Yitbarach. Even after a shiur of rebuke, even after every kind of shiur, we need to look inside to observe what Hashem was saying to me in that shiur. Hashem, what do you want me to learn? What was the message for me? What is the hints that you're hinting me? What are you calling me to do? What are you telling me to do? We need to look for Hashem Yitbarach in everything. So, and those two seals, שהם בחינת שני החותמות, חותם בתוך חותם, a seal inside of a seal, canal, like we said. וזה תשרי, and this is the word תשרי, בגימטריה, the numeral value of the word תשרי, שתי פעמים חותם, twice the word חותם, seal, עם הבית תיבות, with the two words. It's written in כתבי הארי. So it's the two seals. They are in the word Tishrei, like we said before. Ve'alken, and this is why beTishrei Simchat Israel. In the month of Tishrei, it's the happiness of Am Israel. Ki azut, because brazenness wal yedei simcha kana. Like we learned, it depends in happiness. Happiness, it depends in faith. That the person, he believes that it's all good. He believes that he is under the control of Hashem Yitbarach. Ki chedvat Hashem hi ma'uzchem. Because the joy, the satisfaction of being with Hashem, this is give the person the brazenness, the ma'uzchem. Ve'gam ha'mikra hazeh, and also that verse, ne'emar al Rosh Hashanah. Been said on Rosh Hashanah. Let's learn from B'sha'arav B'todah. Let's try to do that also once in a while. We are in page 41. Page 41 in the book Sha'arav Betodah. In the last paragraph, Arav is talking about miracles and wonders that happened to Am Israel by thanking to Hashem Yitbarach. And Arav is writing, Nikach ledugma, let's take for an example, Rak et ha-milchama shaita be'ezor Aza, the war that was in Aza, Gaza, Shayu banisim she'en kedugmatam, that there was miracles in that war for Am Israel that you cannot describe, She'mitzvah lefarsemam, that it's a mitzvah to publicize them. אחד מהניסים היותר בולטים, one of the more the miracles that were obvious, הוא הטילים, it's the rockets שסטו ממטרתם, that moved from their
off the target
באופן, in a way שאי אפשר להסביר על פי הטבע, that you cannot explain by nature. וזה נס שגם הגויים הודו עליו. It's a miracle that also the goyim admit on that. וברעיון, in an interview, עם אחד מראשי המחבלים בחמאס, with one of the leaders of the terrorists in the Hamas, שאלו אותו, they asked him, איך אתה מסביר את זה שהטילים שלכם, how can you explain that, that your rockets לא הגיעו ליעדים אליהם כיוונת? Didn't reach the target that you aimed at. ענה המחבל, the mechabel, he answered, the terrorist, he answered, תשמע, listen, היום לא צריך להיות מכוון. Today you don't need to aim them. היום הכל אוטומטי וממוחשב. Today it's all in the computer. והטילים שלנו, and our rockets, הם הטילים הכי משוכללים שיש. Are the best that there is. עם מחשוב ומפות מדויקות. With the computer, with maps, and everything is very precise. אתה רק שם נתונים, you just put the details, the targets, והטיל אף במדויק למקום שסימנת. And the rocket is flying exactly to the place that you put. אבל מה לעשות, but what to do, שאלוקיהם של ישראל, the God of Israel, הוא הזיז את הטילים ממסלולם. He moved the rockets from their path, from their way. ושמר על היהודים בניו. And he guarded the Jews, his sons. היה זה קידוש השם גדול. It was a huge קידוש השם. שראו כל עמי הארץ שהשם לוחם לנו. That all of the nations saw that Hashem is helping us, fighting for us. עוד נס, another miracle. היה מפעל באשדוד. There was a factory in Ashdod. שבכל פעם שהייתה הזעקה, that every time that there was the alarm, רצו כולם לחדר מסוים. Everyone ran to a certain room, שנחשב להכי מוגן, that it was the most protected one. באחת מההפצצות, in one of the bombings, ההזעקה לא עבדה, the alarm didn't work. And this is why, ולכן, כשהטיל הגיע, that the rocket came, העובדים לא היו באותו החדר, the workers wasn't in that room. ובאותה פעם, and in that time, הטיל פגע בדיוק באותו החדר. The rocket hurt exact the same room. והרס את כולו, and ruined all of it. אם ההזעקה הייתה פועלת, if the alarm was working, כל עובדי המפעל היו נהרגים חס שלום. All of the workers of that factory, they would be killed חס שלום. השם ישמור. כללו של דבר, it's a rule. Need to understand. יש עניין לספר את הניסים. There is a reason to say the miracle, to tell the miracles. ויש המון סיפורי ניסים, and there is a lot of miracles שצריכים לספר אותם, that we need to tell them. אבל טבע האדם, but the nature of the person, שהוא לא מתעורר מלראות ניסים שקרו לאחרים, is that the person is not waking up from seeing miracles that happens to other people. אלא, הדברים שאדם מתפעל יותר, the things that person wakes up more from them, הם דווקא אלה שחש על גופו. It's miracles that a person feels that happens on his own body for himself. וגם על הניסים שאדם רואה על עצמו, and also on miracles like those that happening to the person himself, יש שכחה והסתרה. He can forget them also. ואף חושך ואפלה, לראות רק מה שחסר ומה שלא טוב. To see what that we're lack of and what that is not good. Rav Shalom is explaining in a different way, in a different place, what's the reason that Am Yisrael could sin and to ignore from Hashem Yitbarach so much, even after they saw so many miracles. And then Rav Shalom is explaining that actually, the miracles that a person remembers is only miracles that he received them by davening. If now HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made a miracle in your life, so you're going to be thankful, you're going to say, all right, thank you Hashem, but you're going to forget that. But if it's something that you worked on, that you davened on that thing for a long time, and then you received it, this is something that you're going to remember. On that it said, Yagata umatzata ta'amin. You put an effort, and then you found, then you're going to believe. Am Yisrael, they saw a lot of miracles, but those miracles didn't change their mind to go with Hashem Yitbarach forever. But only after the Galut, only after these 2,000 more years of exile, only now we're actually capable of holding Hashem Yitbarach and not to leave Him anymore. Why? Because now, this is the only time, after so many troubles, so many sufferings, that Am Yisrael are capable to hold that weapon of davening and to serve Hashem Yitbarach with it. to daven and to daven and to daven and to daven. Only now we're so low, we're so humble that we can really realize that we need to daven to Hashem Yitbarach. I told you that people, even tzaddikim that are learning Torah in Mesirut Nefesh for years after years in generations, Ramash, always they were serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. If it's just by the Torah Kedosha, so even if now HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to help them in something, they're going to have a side to say that it's because of their good actions. Because on Limud HaTorah, it's a mitzvah. But on Tefillah, when a person is davening, even if you're going to do 6 hours of Hidbodedut, after you're going out from the field, after doing 6 hours Hidbodedut, you're going to feel empty. You're going to say, what am I doing with myself? 6 hours, this is 6 hours. A real 6 hours, it's when you're coming out from the field and you feel like you haven't done nothing. You're saying to yourself, what am I doing here? I was just wasting my time talking and talking. And Hashem hears me, doesn't hear me. This is a proof that your 6 hour worked. This is a proof that, yes, because you came out humble from the field. Only Hidbodedut, only conversation with Hashem Yitbarach brings humility to the person. After learning Torah, we know a story in the Gemara about Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, that he, after he learned a lot, and he was still arrogant. He saw that person and he asked him, all of the people from your city are ugly like you. And you see what a limud can make to a person. A limud for a tzaddi can make the person arrogant, can give him arrogance because he learned Torah and he is assuming that he learns the Torah himself. This is a question I told you that also once, that we're asking, how can it be that in one place it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah b'matana, as a gift, and in another place it's written that the Torah only if you put an effort, then you should believe. Means that only if you put a lot of effort in your limud, so you should believe that it's right. But so it's from one side, it depends in your effort that you're putting. And then if you're gaining, if you understand the sugya, so now you can believe in that. But from the other side, we're saying that we should receive the Torah mimidbar matana, from the desert as a gift. So it's not depends in your effort at all. So how can it be? So Rav Shalom explained. After that, the person is putting an effort, what he understands that he doesn't understand nothing. This is humility. If you put a lot of effort in the Gemara, you will not going to understand the sugiyah. Because even if you're going to understand the pshat of the sugiyah, you're going to understand that there is so much into it, a lot more, and you haven't even started. You're going to open the Farshim, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rif, you're going to see there is Mefarshim, the Gra, you can drown in all of those Mefarshim and not to find yourself. So it brings you to understand, really, after days of learning the same sugya, that you're far from the truth, mamash. And then, when you become to be like the desert, that you're empty, that you see that you don't have nothing in your hands, then you can receive the Torah b'matana, in a free gift from Hashem Yitbarach. This is what it means. Yagato matzata ta'amin. You should believe. The limud in the Torah HaKadosha should bring you to faith. To faith that what? That ata chonen la'adam da'at. That you're bringing the wisdom to the person. Not me by learning and learning going to be wiser and wiser. No. You can be a wizard maybe by thinking about yourself so much in the time of the limud. In the time of the limud, you're learning with Hashem. You let Hashem Yitbarach teach you. We should let Hashem Yitbarach to teach us. If in the end of the sugiyah you think that you have something in your hand, actually you're wrong. The thing that you should have is the power to go and to ask from Hashem Yitbarach again for tshuva, for wisdom, for chokhmah, for havana, for humility. This is the conclusion from the limud that we need to have. This is what it means, lilmod l'shem shamayim, that you're learning with Hashem Yitbarach. That you're learning for Hashem Yitbarach. Not for your success, and not for your honor, and not to be called Talmid Chacham, and all of those things. The obligation, it's written on the Chatam Sofer, that the Chatam Sofer, one time, he saw that it's written on Rabbanim, on rabbis, that if the rabbi is sinning, or even doing a mistake, so he needs to be a lot more careful about that than the people outside. Why? Because he's teaching Halakha. People are going to see now Harav is doing mistakes. So it's allowed. They saw Harav. So it's a very dangerous thing to be a Rav. So the Chatam Sofer said, what am I going to do? And Mama, she was crying. What am I going to do? Every small mistake that I'm going to have, Chas Shalom, now, is going to be Machti Arabim. And it's written that person that is Machti Arabim, that makes other people to sin, and lo mechila. There is no forgiveness to a person like that. So what am I going to do? So he said, his solution, after a lot of tears, after that he was crying a lot, we found a solution, that it's written that mezakeh rabim, a person that helps other, en chet ba'al yado, en takala ba'al yado, no mistakes happens because of him. So he said, all right, I'm going to put my effort on zikui rabim to help others, and it's going to cover on my mistakes. This is what he can do. So you see, this is a tzaddik, that even that he's learning, even that all of the Torah is in his hand, in his heart, in his brain, he knows everything, all of the details. He's asking you, what's the halakha? He's opening the books again. He's telling you, I need to check. Let's see. He's opening the sugiya slowly, slowly, step by step. He's not counting on himself. He knows that it's all in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. He's clarifying again and again and again. What's the halakha? He's humble. He's walking with Hashem Yitbarach. We need to understand that. When you don't find yourself in the limud, when you find that you don't know nothing, when you find that you're empty, it means that you have a lot. It means that you're humble. If you're humble, you're a vessel that can receive the light of the Torah Kedosha. If you're walking with those thoughts of, I understand that sugiya and that sugiya, and now maybe I'm going to achieve that and that all of the time, this is when you're losing. This is when you're a mountain. This is when you're containing. That if you're containing, so you cannot receive more. A person is a vessel only when he's empty. When he's empty. Rabbeinu made an oath in Shabbat Kodesh, and he said that he doesn't know nothing at all. This is Tachlit HaYedi'ah, the top of the wisdom of the person, that he realized that you cannot grab Hashem, that you don't know nothing, where I am and where Hashem. I'm a creature, Hashem created me. So can I understand Hashem? The Torah, it's made out of fire, it's black fire on white fire, written. It's the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, it's the brain of Hashem Yitbarach, it's the heart of Hashem Yitbarach. Can you understand Hashem? Hashem Himself is saying to you that you cannot understand Him. That He's got different thoughts that you have than we have. So how can you imagine to yourself, all right, now I got it. Rabbi Natan said, in the day that I realized how the Yetzer Hara is working with me, in that day, He started to work with me in a different way. You always, always, always have something else to learn. Always. This is a conclusion. This is something that we need to mamash, to go with, to be happy, even with our lackings, and to know that our lackings are coming from Hashem Yitbarach. Our lacking, it's our armor. This is our chizuk. This is what that saves you. This is what that protects you. If now you would be so successful and everything would go great and amazing, you wouldn't stay here. You wouldn't stay here. You would climb and climb, and you want to conquer the world, and you would drop everything. But now that things are not going 100% like you planned, and you need a lot of siyata dishmaya and a lot of help, so it brings you to the Bet Midrash again and again. And it brings you to the field to do Shait Bodedut again and again. And it brings you to humility. It brings you to Hashem Yitbarach. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Yetzirah is Tov Me'od. It's the best that the person have Yetzirah. Because without Yetzirah, a person is going to be so arrogant that he won't stay. That he wants to be Elohim, that he wants to be Hashem Himself. He will not be satisfied by nothing. Let's continue with Sharav Betoda. Lama lo amarta shira? Why you haven't sang to me? Kulam yodim, everyone knows, she David Melech Israel, the David, the king of Am Israel, nivchar al yedei Hashem, he was chosen by Hashem Yitbarach, שמשיח יבוא מזרו, that Mashiach going to come from his seed. והוא הרבה לעסוק בתפילה ושירה להשם, and he was singing and davening to Hashem Yitbarach, יותר מכל צדיק אחר, more than every other צדיק. לכן, this is why, נקרא דוד, the name of David is נעים זמירות ישראל. How you translate that?
Pleasant are these songs of Israel.
ובספר המפורסם, in the famous book, שבו יש חלק מהתהילות הנפלאות של המשיח לשם, שהוא ספר התהילים, and in the famous תהילים book, that in תהילים, there is few of the praises and the prayers of the משיח to Hashem, David HaMelech קורא לכל עם ישראל. David HaMelech is calling to all of Am Israel ולכל העולם כולו, and to all of the world, תשירו לשם, sing to Hashem, תזמרו לו, sing to him, תשבחו אותו, praise him, תקדשו את שמו, honor his name, make him, his name become to be holy, that people are going to honor Hashem, שיחו בנפלאותיו, tell his wonders, לכון רננה לשם, let's sing to Hashem, נריע לצור אישנו, more songs and songs, הריעו להשם כל ארץ, sing to Hashem, praise to Hashem. כל ספר תהילים מלא במסר הזה. That message is written in all of the book of תהילים. שדוד המלך מעביר לכולם, ודוד המלך is telling to everyone, sing, praise, תשירו, תעללו, תזמרו, תודו, thank Hashem וכו'. מה תאמרו? What what you're going to say? שדוד המלך לא ידע תורה חס ושלום? That דוד המלך, he didn't know תורה חס שלום? חלילה מלומר כך. We're not allowed to say that. הגמרא מעידה על דוד המלך, the Gemara is testifying on דוד המלך, שכל התורה עברה דרכו, that all of the Torah passed through him. ובכל מקום שהלכה כמותו, ובכל מקום הלכה כמותו. And in every place that we have the opinion of דוד המלך, הלכה is like him. חזל מספרים, חזל is are telling us, חכמים are telling us, שדוד למד בלילה אחד, that David was learning in one night, יותר ממה שתלמיד ותיק, more than a senior student, לומד במשך 100 שנה. He's learning in 100 years. תלמיד ותיק, it means one of the תנאים. More than what the תנא is learning in 100 years, דוד המלך was learning in one night. ובגמרא מובא, and in the Gemara it's written, שדוד היה עוסק בתורה בהתמדה כזו, that he was learning Torah so much, עד שכאשר מלאך המוות היה צריך לקחת את נשמתו, until that when the angel of death wanted to take his soul, הוא היה צריך לחפש עצה. He had to look for an advice, איך להפסיק את דוד המלך מלימודו. How to stop דוד המלך from learning, to break his לימוד. כי לא יכול היה להתקרב אליו כל זמן שלמד, because he couldn't get closer to him as long as he was learning. בכל זאת, even though that David HaMelech was learning Torah so much, David HaMelech נבחר, David HaMelech he was chosen, שמזרעו יבוא המשיח, that from his seed משיח gonna come, בזכות השירה שאמר, because of the songs that he sang to Hashem, ולא בזכות למדנותו, and not because of his לימוד. כי השירה וההודעה להשם, because the songs and the thanks to Hashem יתברך, היא הראיה לכך, this is the proof for that, שהוא קיבל את פנימיות התורה, that he received the inner light of the Torah הקדושה, שהיא, that it is, לדעת את השם, to know Hashem, ולהכיר את השם, to recognize Hashem, להודות לו ולהלל לו ולשיר לו, to thank him, to praise him, and to sing for him. כי ודאי, because for sure, דבר פשוט הוא, it's a simple thing, שלא צריך שום הסבר שמוכרחים ללמוד תורה. That we don't need no explanation, no reason that we have to learn Torah. It's sure, it's for sure. אבל הלימוד עצמו, but the limud itself, צריך להביא את האדם לאמונה. Have to bring the person to faith. לראות את חסדי השם, to see the kindness of Hashem. זאת תכלית התורה. This is the purpose of the Torah. אם הלומד, if the learner, the one that learns Torah, לא מכוון שלימודו יביא אותו לראות, he is not intending that his limud going to bring him to see את חסדי השם, the kindness of Hashem, ולהודות עליהם, and to thank on them, אז, so then, העיקר חסר מן הספר. The main thing is missing from the book. את הראיה לכך, the proof for that, שתורה, that a Torah, שאין עם השירה והודיה, that we don't have songs and thanks to Hashem with it, היא חסרה, so it's missing something, מביאה הגמרא. The Gemara is bringing that proof, that after the limud, we have to thank Hashem, we have to praise Hashem. היא מספרת, the Gemara is telling, שבימיו של חזקיהו המלך, that in the days of חזקיהו the king, שלא היו ימים שהייתה בהם תורה כמותם, that there was no days for Am Israel that people were learning Torah like in those days. לימוד התורה לא הביא את הגאולה. The limud didn't brought the גאולה, the salvation. מדוע? Why? כי התורה שהם למדו, because the Torah that they were learning, לא הביאה את עם ישראל לומר שירה, didn't brought עם ישראל to sing על הניסים העצומים שראו, on the huge miracles that they saw. וזו לשון הגמרא הקדושה במסכת סנהדרין צדיק ד' עמוד א', and this is the way that the Gemara is explaining that in מסכת סנהדרין פייג' צדיק ד' עמוד א'. ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשות חזקיהו משיח. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to make חזקיהו to be משיח. וסנחריב גוג ומגוג, and that סנחריב gonna be גוג ומגוג. אמרה מידת הדין לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, so the judgment, in judgment, the מידת הדין said to הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, ומה דוד מלך ישראל, what about דוד מלך ישראל, שאמר כמה שירות ותשבחות לפניך, לא עשיתו משיח. That he sang to you so many songs and praised you so many times and you haven't made him to be משיח. חזקיה, so חזקיה, שעשית לו כל הניסים הללו, that you gave him all of those wonderful miracles, ולא אמר שירה לפניך, and he didn't praise you, תעשהו משיח, you're going to make him משיח? David המלך, he was singing to Hashem יתברך, and he was running all of his life, he was suffering and he was praising. שימו לב, pay attention. בזמן חזקיהו המלך, in the time of חזקיהו המלך, כל עם ישראל למד תורה. All of Israel were learning Torah. גם נשים וילדים קטנים. Also women and little kids. ומובא בגמרא, and it's written in the גמרא, שחכמים בדקו בכל ארץ ישראל, that חכמים checked, in all of ארץ ישראל, ולא מצאו תינוק או תינוקת, and they didn't found a baby, a boy or a girl, שלא היו בקיאים בכל הלכות טומאה וטהרה. That they knew all of the halachot of tum'a v'tara. Things that today we cannot understand even after reading all of the mefarshim. There is, we cannot understand it. She'en me'halachot ha'kashot biyoter. It's from the hardest halachot of them all. Kayom, elu mishnayot, those are mishnayot today, she'talmidei chachamim mitkashim bahem. That talmidei chachamim, it's difficult for them to learn. Chizkiyahu ha'melech hinig kaze limud Torah b'msirut nefesh. Chizkiyahu ha'melech lead all of Am Israel to learn Torah in such a mesirut nefesh, and that even ad shenaatz cherev befetach bet ha-midrash, he stabbed a sword in the entrance of bet ha-midrash, kedei shelo yitzu mebet ha-midrash, that people will not come out from bet ha-midrash, v'rak ilmedu Torah, and only gonna learn Torah. וכשסנחריב איים להחריב את ירושלים, and when סנחריב threat to destroy Jerusalem, עמדה להם זכות התורה הקדושה. They had the merit of the Torah הקדושה to protect them, וסנחריב נחל מפלה, and סנחריב he lost, he fell. מבלי שעם ישראל יצאו מבית המדרש להילחם בו, without that עם ישראל even gonna come out from בית המדרש to fight with him. They had the merit, כי משמיים נלחמו להם, because from heaven they fight for them. אם כן, so, if so, מאחר וכולם היו כך דבוקים בתורה, if everyone was so attached to the Torah, למה לא באה גאולה בימיו של חזקיהו המלך? Why the salvation didn't come in the days of חזקיהו המלך? אומרת הגמרא, the Gemara is saying, שביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשות את חזקיהו משיח ואת סנחריב גוג ומגוג. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to make חזקיהו משיח and סנחריב גוג ומגוג, אך לא עשה כן, but he didn't, כי חזקיהו לא אמר שירה. Because Chizkiyahu didn't sing to Hashem Yitbarach, didn't praise Hashem. Ki be'emet, because really, od harbe lifnei shehem ra'u et hanisim shel mapelet Sancheriv, a lot before that they saw the miracles of Sancheriv, hayu tzrichim Chizkiyahu ha'melech ve'kol Am Yisrael and Chizkiyahu the king, they were all supposed to lomar shira u'leodot l'Hashem, to thank Hashem and to sing for him. רק על זה שהם לומדים תורה. Even only on that, that they have that merit to sit and to learn Torah. How much we need to praise Hashem Yitbarach, to thank Hashem. Think what's going on outside of this Bet Midrash, that we're spending hours and hours every day in the Bet Midrash. Outside people are suffering, every moment are suffering, and running and chasing after desires and lusts, and are afraid and anxieties and... And every day for them it's a war. Every day it's a war. And they don't have nothing, even a nail to hold on to. Mamash, it's a storm outside. And they don't have nothing. Kol sheken, even more so, אחרי שבלילה ההוא, that in that night, בא מלאך אלוקים והיכה את מחנה אשור. Angel of Hashem came and hit the camp of Ashur. 185,000 soldiers. רק הקצינים שבהם, only the officers of them. וכמה חיילים היו חוץ מהם, how many simple soldiers were except of those. ועל כאלה ניסים גלויים, on such a revealed miracles, הם לא אמרו שירה. They didn't sing to Hashem. לכן אי אפשר היה להביא עדיין את הגאולה. This is why הקדוש ברוך הוא couldn't bring the salvation yet. כי זה הראה שעוד לא השיגו את התכלית. That they didn't, it shown that they didn't reach the תכלית. שהיא האמונה, that it's the faith. שהם עדיין לא יצאו מהקליפה. That they didn't came out from that קליפה of בחיינות, whining, וכפיות טובה. And being ungrateful. And if you think that the miracles in the generation of Chizkiah was bigger than the miracles of us, so mamash, it's a joke. Because our miracles are a lot bigger than the miracles in the generation of Chizkiah. To put me in a Bet Midrash, trust me, you need more than 185 officers for that. Thank you very much.